Members, we are still waiting for the officials from the district municipality and the provincial treasury at COCTA, because the presentation is cross-cutting, affecting all the stakeholders in terms of the way forward after this. I've read, you received all the documents. I hope that you have read it to make the meeting easier. We are going to deal with the second part of the agenda while we wait for officials, and that is the minutes and the committee report. The committee report on the ECD development grant. But before I go there, I want to welcome the honourable members to this meeting of the Select Committee for Appropriations, and also special welcome to the honourable Chief Whip. That's an official member of this committee. I received one apology from the Honourable Esak. He's not well, and I believe he's at the doctor as we speak. Are there any other apologies? None. Thank you. Can we accept that apology from Honourable Esak? Can we accept? Thank you to the whip, the committee whip. We'll do introductions when the whole team is here that must make presentations. Honourable members, the report was circulated to you, and there was also a request that inputs have to be made, I think by Monday, am I correct? Yes. I put to the Honourable members the draft report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the ECD grant, business plan and financial allocation for 2017-18 and 18-19 financial years, dated 6 June 2017. I put to Honourable members page 1. Are you in agreement with page 1? Thank you. Thank you, Honourable members. We go to page 2. Excuse me for sneezing, but something happened since this weekend with my nose. Page 2, Honourable members. It's actually the presentation captured here on page 2 from the department. I take you to page 3, Honourable members. Are there agreement on page 2? Thank you. Thank you. Page 3, Honourable members. There's the figures as presented. Agreement on page 3. Thank you. I think we go to page 4. Can I get the indication? Thank you, Honourable Shipping. Honourable members, page 5. The alignment was done there neatly. Thank you for the tabling there. And then we come to observations. That is on page 5. I put to the committee page 5. Are you in agreement? Thank you. We go to page 6. This was a very, very important meeting and presentation from the department, by the department. Members, page 6. Are there agreement? Can we get an indication? Patrice. Thank you, honourable members. Then we go to the recommendations. I put to members page 7, 5.1 up to 5.6. I give you a moment to read that as well. The department sent, during the meeting, we requested the department to send us the information on which ECDs are they talking about referring to maintenance in each province. We received that. That must have been circulated also with touch base with Shanto, that you just circulated that. I've passed mine on to the provincial legislature Northern Cape that the portfolio committee can do a double oversight. Our oversight plus theirs on this department. In their case, the provincial department of social development, what is happening, and the rollout program. Honourable members, page 7, the recommendations. Are you in agreement? Do you want to add something? I think as we proceeded during the meeting, this came up from honourable members, but we will have to engage further. It appeared before us, I think within 6 months, 4 months' time, that we call them back and see what progress has been made. Honourable members, I put to you the report on this grant. Are there mover for adoption? Honourable Motla Shipping moves for adoption. Can we get a seconder? Honourable Gaylor from the Eastern Cape and Tata is seconding. Thank you, Honourable Gaylor. It looks very fresh this morning. You had a good weekend. Thank you, members. That covers the report. We're quickly going to the minutes. The minutes on the 30th of May, getting on the Urban Settlements Development Draft Performance and Consideration of Draft Minutes. It was circulated. I put to members page 1. See if your names are spelled correctly, your presence, etc. I put to members page 2. There's all the officials that was present. And the introduction. I put to members page 3, the presentations that was made. Hello, you was also present. I put to members page 4. Matters raised in the middle of the page by 5 committee members. I put to the committee page 5. To the committee page 6. Can I get a mover for adoption? Honorable Montara moves for adoption. Can I get a seconder? Honorable Aftabula seconds. Honorable members, thank you for that. That's done now. We've got enough time to deal with our Tambo District Municipality. And welcome to all the role players that are present in this meeting. One of the strategic objectives of this committee is to exercise oversight with a view to promote and strengthen, very important, strengthen cooperative government and sound intergovernmental relations. With the following principles as its basis: good governance, sound financial management, value for money, accountability, and compliance with legislation referring to the Constitution and referring to the MFMA. Very important, because why? This is the law. If you trespass this law, you're in trouble. Full stop. So we all have to understand the Constitution. We all have to understand the Municipal Finance Management Act. What does it mean? Specific section 71 when it comes to reporting. Honourable members, we're going through a quick introduction because all our people are here that's going to make presentations. They are not familiar with us. My name is Charles De Beer. I'm acting chairperson of the Select Committee for Appropriations and serving chairperson of the Select Committee for Finance. And I come from the biggest province, the Northern Cape. I've got a soft spot for the Eastern Cape. I was born there. Yes, and the sun also rises in the Eastern Cape. Go down the line here.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members. I'm T.C. Motlashuping. I'm from the Platinum Province, Northwest, Bokonibuphi River. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning. My name is Tisni Motara, a member of the Select Committee on Appropriations, and I'm from Gauteng.
The economic heartthrob of Africa, Gauteng.
Thanks very much. I'm Seiso Mohai, serving both committees, Appropriations and Finance Committee. Thanks.
Newly elected Chief Whip of the NCLP.
Good morning. My name is Leonard Spiller from the Eastern Cape.
Good morning. I'm Ogita Blanche from the Western Cape.
Morning, Brenda Matibula from Limpopo Province.
Thank you to the honourable members. From the chair, let me just see, Eastern Cape is quite a huge delegation this morning. Can we go down this? Welcome, MEC. You are a regular visitor here. Yes, sir, we are strengthening the ties with the Eastern Cape. Yeah. Can we start here and just move down? Each one just indicate who you are, from where.
Good morning.
You're the member of the MMC. Thank you. Use the mics, please, because everything is on record. And it's been broadcasted as well, so you can check your channel 408. Okay.
I'm Councillor Nongodi Songonga, member of the mayoral committee responsible for budget and treasury at OR Thabo District Municipality in the Eastern Cape. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning to you and the members. My name is Noma Kosazana Meth. I'm the Executive Mayor of OR Thabo District Municipality in the Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Chair, and all honorable members and my colleagues here. I'm Owen Klazo, the Municipal Manager of OR Thabo District Municipality.
Good morning, Chairperson, honourable members that are here. My name is William Ngos, MMC for Water and Sanitation for our Thabo District Municipality.
Good morning, honourable members and the Chairperson. My name is Mtandazo Vimba, acting CEO of MISA. I'm representing the Director General of COCTA, who is engaged in another session here in Parliament.
We only received COCTA's presentation 28 minutes past 9 this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members and colleagues. My name is Dikhole Timothy Soroka. I'm responsible for MIG at COCTA National.
Welcome, sir. You know, but introduce you again.
Thank you very much, honorable chair. Members, my name is Kumsi Sol, MEC for Treasury in this instance. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, Dalhlanga Majek, HOD, Provincial Treasury, Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and members. My name is Bule Langadolo, the Deputy Director General responsible for Municipal Financial Governance in the Eastern Cape Provincial Treasury.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Ntebis Kambi from Provincial Treasury.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, members of this forum house, Jan Hatte National Treasury in the Intergovernmental Relations Division, responsible for municipal finances, but specifically the implementation of a Division of an Act for Local Government.
Welcome, Mr. Hatte.
Good morning, Chairperson and members of the House and colleagues. My name is Selo Mashaba. I'm from the National Treasury, from the IGR unit, similar to Jan Hatte, and I'm responsible for the implementation of the Division of Revenue Act. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The back row.
Okay, good morning, Chair.
Into the mic, please.
Good morning, Chair, and honorable members. My name is Mawetu Mtengwane, QMU manager from OR Tambo Teso Municipality. Thank you.
Very good morning, Chair and honorable members. My name is Sibusiso Nokwanya. I'm the chief of staff of the executive mayor for OR Tambo. Thank you.
Your staff, welcome.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, and Honorable members and colleagues. I'm Chicho Majavu, Senior Manager responsible for Municipal Infrastructure Services, Eastern Cape Cocta.
Eastern Cape Cocta, very important. A good lady there at the back.
Morning, Honorable Chair and members. I'm General Smith and I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Morning, Chair and members of Parliament and the colleagues. Derek Gaboni, I'm linked with National COCTA in the MIG program. Thanks.
National COCTA, welcome, National COCTA. Next to you.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. I'm Vespa Mabiti from COCTA, linked to the MIG program of the department.
Okay.
Good morning, Chair. Lindile Batwa, parliamentary officer at National Treasury.
Parliamentary officer, welcome.
Morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I'm Mohan Matomela. I'm the Director of the Office of the Municipal Manager in the OR Tambo Teso Municipality.
This is a strong team from the district municipality.
Good morning, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. My name is Moabi Muliko, the Chief Financial Officer of OR Tambo Teso Municipality.
CFO, welcome. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, Thando Ndlemeza, National Minister COCTA.
National Minister COCTA.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Yolisa Landu. I provide communication support to the committee.
Thank you. Honourable Members, now you can see what we are going to do. We've got an exercise in intergovernmental relations. If you see who are represented here. National, provincial, and local government with national parliament. That's the uniqueness of the NCOP, to bring together the three spheres of government under one roof. And it can only happen in the NCOP, not in the National Assembly. That makes us unique. Honourable members, documentation was circulated to you, referring to letters that were sent from the district municipality to the chairperson of the NCOP, to the National Treasury, reply from the National Treasury, etc. There's also documents referring to what Mrs. Brown, Yolanda Brown, put together, the research document. Thank you for that. That gives us a good analysis as well as a document compiled by Advocate Tau that was circulated yesterday morning. That gives you, if you look at everything, it gives you a good picture of what the circumstances are in this municipality referring to this specific matter. But honourable members, it is very crucial that we also go to the 2016 and 2017 Division of Revenue Act, 2016 and Division of Revenue Act. Well, it must still be assented by the President of 2017 to look at the allocations that this municipality received, because that's important. What are we dealing with? In terms of infrastructure, Overtambo DM received 1.064 billion rand in 2016-17. In total, all allocations as captured on page 246 of the Division of Revenue Act, 1.7 billion rand. That's what I received 2016-17. 2017-18, total allocations to those municipalities, 1.837 billion rand. For infrastructure, just over a billion rand. Equitable share, 728 million for 2017-18. For the 2016-17, equitable share, 669.3 million rand. So that is the funding which they received. We're going straight to the agenda because of time, and we're asking the district municipality to take us through their presentation. Please be to the point. We read all the documents. We know the history, but we want you to present formally to the committee. I'm going to give you 15 minutes to take us step by step. What happened when? How do you report in terms of Section 71 of the MFMA? Is it on time? Do you have the capacity to do the technical work in terms of reporting? Be frank with us. We're not here to fight with you. The NCOP is here to assist the three spheres of government. Very important, Section 154 of the Constitution. How do national and provincial departments assist local government to deliver on their legislative mandate? That must also come out this morning. And then, how do we go forward? Honorable Executive Mayor, welcome. Over to you. 15 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Do you have a hard copy for us? It will make it much easier.
Honorable Chairperson, honorable members, honorable MEC, my colleagues, and all the officials, I will try to be brief and I will jump some of the slides in my presentation. On the background of or introduction about who Overtambo is, it is a district municipality which is 80% of the former Transkei. 93% of its population resides in dispersed homesteads and small villages. It comprises of five local municipalities. KSD, which is a category B4 municipality. I'm sorry, except for KSD, all the other four are a category B4 municipality, which signifies that they are rural and they mainly are subsistence in terms of economy. KSD municipality is classified as category B2, which means a large core town with considerable market and business activities and opportunities surrounded by a reasonable productive agricultural area. On the stats, Honorable Chair, according to SA Community Survey 2016, it is estimated that Overtambo accounts for 1,457,382 people, the highest in the entire province. Overall, the district houses 2.7% of South African population. This district was declared as a water services authority in 2003, and as such, it conducted a feasibility study in line with Section 78 of the Municipal Systems Act, and a decision was taken to be an internal provider.
The municipality inherited dilapidated infrastructure from the then Department of Water Affairs, leading to unreliable and unsustainable water provisioning. In 2012, the municipality took a decision to migrate from standalone schemes to regional and sub-regional schemes. Since this approach was taken, the municipality is focusing on implementing primary bulk infrastructure, which will supply all towns and villages of the municipality. Over $3 billion has been spent on the primary bulk infrastructure for both water and sanitation since 2012. The municipality is also busy upgrading the waterborne sewer system in all towns of the district. A master plan for water and sanitation services has been developed, and it indicates the funding requirements for backlogs eradication is $22 billion. In terms of our IDP, the target period for backlogs eradication is 2022. The funding sources for the infrastructure is MIG, RBIC, WISIG, equitable share, and own revenue, which are not sufficient. The municipality also inherited standalone schemes, springs, boreholes, with inadequate water sources. These sources dry out during winter seasons and drought periods. As much as strides have been taken over years to improve water access to the district, communities still have a serious challenge of the water that dries out, and this is reflected in the survey of 2016 community survey, and it has deteriorated, the access has deteriorated. The proportion of households with access to piped water in their dwellings in the district decreased from 49.3% to 38.9%. This has been due to the unreliable water sources, which I've mentioned earlier on, that they mostly dry up. The local municipality with the largest percentage of households without access to piped water is Ingoza Hill at 81.7% in 2016. And the local municipality with the highest percentage of households with access to water is KSD municipality, which is at 57.2% for the same period. We are a recipient of grant funds for the infrastructure development, specifically water services, with the main grant being the Municipal Infrastructure Grant, Regional Park Infrastructure Grant, and these are utilized to provide sustainable water services to the communities. Honorable Chair, it needs to be noted that since the introduction of MIG, the district has been challenged with underspending of its allocations, resulting to rollovers and sometimes funds being returned to national fiscal. However, over the past four consistent financial years, the municipality managed to turn around the situation and fully spent its municipal infrastructure grant allocation. On MIG, Honorable Chair, over the financial year 2016-17, the Otambo municipality was allocated 609,098,998 for the MIG. The project implementation plan was compiled and submitted to the transferring department, outlining the payment schedule for the grant to the municipality primary bank account as follows. First transfer was supposed to be 185 million, second transfer 281 million, third transfer 142 million. The project implementation plan consists of the projects that were part of the municipal three-year infrastructure plan and integrated development plan and registered in the MIG-MIC system. It needs to be noted that the municipal project implementation plan was submitted late due to capacity constraints in the municipality. That includes vacancy rate in the project management unit and the
board. Members, note that point, please. Just repeat that sentence.
Honorable Chair, it needs to be noted that the municipal project implementation plan was submitted late due to capacity constraints in the municipality. That include vacancy rate in the project management unit and the broader infrastructure services department. However, the transferring department never raised a concern regarding the content and quality of the project implementation plan. Subsequent to the submission of the PIP, the transferring department, which is the national co-opter, transferred the first amount as per the payment schedule to the value of 189,883,000. As MIG projects were being implemented from the month of July to October, the municipality received correspondence from the National Transferring Department on the 11th of November 2016, raising concerns on the non-compliance and non-reporting, and the provincial COCTA was included in the email. Provincial COCTA responded via email to the concerns raised in the communication to the district, and it became clear that there was lack of communication between the two, which is the province and national. The municipality responded on the 22nd November and further requested engagement to resolve the areas of misunderstanding. A meeting was held between Mr. Matomela, who is the director in the office of the MM and was acting director for water and sanitation then, and Mr. Gabon on the 30th of November to discuss information gap and derive mechanisms to address those. Emerging from the meeting, the two parties agreed to have a working session to look on the reports and proof of payments from July 2016 to November 2016, and the session was scheduled for 5th of December 2016, which was later rescheduled for 12th of December 2016. On the day of the meeting of the municipality handed to Mr. Gabon the municipal MIG reports for the months July to November with the proofs of payment. The team went through the proofs of payment for July to October to confirm whether the municipality had met the DORA requirements of spending 60% of the first transfer tranche. According to the COCTA rep, Mr. Gabon, the process was to necessitate the transfer of the second tranche, which was to be executed by December. Indeed, the analysis confirmed that Oatambo had spent 80% of its transferred funds with proofs of payments provided. The confirmation was noted, however, the department did recognize expenditure for the PMU operations, which talks to salaries, and some of the expenditure of the projects that were not in the PIP, though the projects were part of the three-year infrastructure plan and registered in the MIG-MIS. COCTA Rep. Mr. Gabon took upon himself to confirm the registration status of the projects and to check their existence in the three-year infrastructure plan in order to recognize the expenditure. The municipality was requested to reassess its implementation plan and review it in line with the DORA requirements. This demonstrated the recognition of expenditure, which would result to more expenditure for the amount transferred. It should also be noted that the November 2016 report, its expenditure and proofs of payment were not analyzed in the session, as COCTA indicated that the first 4 months expenditure should necessitate second transfer. As means to facilitate the second transfer, COCTA requested the municipality to officially confirm that the detailed analysis was conducted and it confirmed compliance to the requirements. As such, the letter was sent on the 16th December 2016. Whilst the outcomes of the meeting concurred that the second transfer be implemented in line with municipality compliance to DORA requirements, the municipal funds were short transferred on the 22nd December 2016 by an amount of 90 million, and there were no reasons provided in that regard. The municipality continued to implement its projects as per contractual obligations and paid the service providers from its coffers. On the other hand, the CFO constantly communicated with COCTA and the National Treasury officials to understand the reasons for the short transfer with no clear response or clarity. To mention some engagements of inquiring about the short transfer, they include the teleconference between CFO and Ms. Vima Binsi on the 8th January 2017, as well as in the budget media engagement with National Treasury on the 25th and 26th January 2017. Although reasons were not provided for the short transfer of the second tranche, COCTA subsequently issued another correspondence to the municipality inviting it to the meeting of the 19th January 2017 to discuss the intention to stop payment of MIG funds. It must be noted that although there was a scheduled meeting to discuss intention to stop the funds allocation, the tranche was already short transferred by 90 million. The municipality CFO PMU manager attended the meeting, and in their arrival they felt being ridiculed and undermined by the departmental officials. The department did not provide guidance to the municipality on what it should prepare and present in the session, whilst other municipalities were provided with the guidelines. Seeing that Oatambo did not have a presentation as per COCTA guide, the team was released and given the slot for the following day, which was the 20th of January 2017. Overnight, the team prepared the required report as per the format provided by the officials in the meeting. Although the team used the presentation guide from COCTA again on the 20th January, the municipal officials were lambasted that they did not do what was required. Apart from the municipal officials being lambasted, the session further failed to give reasons on why the 90 million was short transferred. On the 14th of February 2017, the municipality team was informed by reliable sources that there were high-level discussions for withholding the 90 million of the municipal MIG funds. The CFO Director, Office of the MM, PMU and Project Finance Manager followed up via a teleconference with Mr. Gabon, the MIG manager, to understand what was going on. The manager indicated that he has no information regarding the decision to withhold funds, and he also indicated that the second tranche transfer was fully met, compliance was fully met with no outstanding issues. He took upon himself to inquire the second tranche short transfer. To the surprise of the municipality, on the 15th February 2017, a letter was issued to the accounting officer informing about the intention to withhold 90 million of MIG funds. The letter requested representation within 7 days. In response to the letter, the municipality requested engagement with COCTA on the 21st of February, with National Treasury on the 22nd of February. COCTA agreed to meet the municipality, while National Treasury indicated that there was no need for engagement, as the representation letter will be adequate. The meeting between COCTA and the municipality was convened as agreed on the 21st of February 2017. From the meeting, it emerged for the first time that the intention to withhold its fund to the amount of 90 million had been based on the fact that the municipality had spent 21% of its total MIG allocation as at end December instead of 40% threshold in terms of dollars. Also, there was a view that the municipality is spending on projects that were not registered in the MIS system. The misunderstandings on these matters were addressed, and the province was brought in through teleconference as it coordinates the project registration and reporting. The provincial MIG manager responsible for support OR Tambo confirmed that all projects of the municipality were registered in the MIC system. She also confirmed that as per consolidated information, the municipality expenditure as at end of December 2016 was above threshold of 40%, that is, it was at 46% of the total allocation. The chairperson of the meeting, Mr. Vimba, requested a written email confirmation from the Eastern Cape MIG. Based on the information, the meeting resolved that OR Tambo DM should write a letter of representation to National Treasury, and this was to be supported by confirmation from COCTA that indeed the municipality met expenditure requirement of 40% of the total budget as at end of December 2016. Please note, Honorable Chair, that by the end of December, OR Tambo registered 46% expenditure of the total allocation and 77% of the transferred amount, above the 60%, which is a requirement on the transferred amount. As per the requirements, indeed, the municipality submitted the representation letter to both National Treasury and COCTA for consideration with all the necessary attachments as agreed. Subsequent to the processes, the municipality was shocked to see a gazette reallocating 90 million of its funds, though it had met all necessary requirements. In receipt of the gazette, the municipality requested urgent engagement and intervention from relevant parties that include Minister COCTA, MEC, Portfolio Committee, Premier and Director Generals, both for COCTA and National Treasury, as well as the provincial counterparts. On the 27th March 2017, the municipality met the Minister of COCTA with his management team that was led by Acting DG. Key in the meeting was to present the state of MIG expenditure and raising the unfairness in the reallocation of funds. The department officials reiterated that the municipality did not meet compliance in terms of expenditure as well as did not report properly. After the detailed presentation of facts by municipality, the minister requested an urgent letter with proof of evidence in order to present the matter to his counterparts. As such, the municipality submitted information overnight to the minister as per agreement. Pursuant to the information submitted to the minister on the 27th of March 2017, the chief director for MIG requested for information on the 28th of March, indicating that they will be presenting to the Minister of Finance. All the necessary information was presented as required. following the submissions that were made as per the engagement with the minister, there's been constant communication with acting CEO of MISA, who continuously tracked the municipal expenditure. On numerous occasions, he assessed whether the municipality would be able to fully spend its allocation. On the other hand, the municipality continued to accelerate its projects as per original budget and plans. During the month of April 2017, OR-TAMBO-DM recognized that it is at a verge of exhausting the transferred amount. Correspondence was sent to both COCTA and National Treasury informing them that the municipality is running out of funds, as well as requesting confirmation for the reallocation of the 90 million. As the municipality has been waiting for response from these parties, it was shocked to see emails circulating amongst COCTA officials discussing an amendment or withdrawal of the expenditure confirmation that was done by February 2017. Observing this conduct, an official letter was sent to accounting officer of the two institutions condemning the conduct of the affected officials. The summary of expenditure to date, Honorable Chair, is as tabulated in the table that shows how much we spent so far. As per monthly reports submitted to the transferring departments with proof of payment, the district municipality MIG monthly expenditure is as outlined. And we are in that process short about 23 million as at May. Because as per current expenditure, we have spent 542 million out of the 519 million transferred funds. In addition to the current deficit, the contractors are on site and will submit invoices during month of June, and the projected expenditure for the month of June is 67 million. It needs to be brought to the attention of the committee that the origination of the 90 million in discussions is as a result of the short transfer that was implemented in December without any official correspondence and reasons. Furthermore, the municipality spent its 46%, as I said earlier on, and it is also worth noting that the second tranche was affected on the 22nd of December. A transfer that was supposed to be done at November, it was transferred on the 22nd of December when the municipal offices were closed. Initially, it was highlighted as projects not registered in MIG, MIC, MIS. Secondly, it was the projects that are not in the PIP. And lastly, the municipality did not meet the threshold of 40% by December, which is what was said. However, all the requirements as per DORA have been met as per Section 12 and 18, subsection C. The DORA prescribes PIP may be revised as long as it captures projects that are registered to the MIG and MIS and are part of the three-year municipal infrastructure plan. Municipality wishes to further note that the transferring department had the opportunity to consider the municipal representation during the 7 days in February as all the documents were presented. The current expenditure of the municipality is on course to fully spend its original allocation. The real allocation or withholding of the MIG funds will have far-reaching implications to the institution at the level of both service delivery and payment of creditors. In conclusion, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, the municipality has committed an implementation of projects on the ground where communities had already expectations. If the funds are not dispersed, OR-TAMBO will not be able to pay its creditors that are currently on site. This will lead to litigations and project costs will escalate. This will lead to an unauthorized, wasteful and fruitless expenditure in the form of interest. We wish the committee to further note that OR-TAMBO municipality is one of the 17 non-delegated municipalities, of which it is the only district amongst the secondary cities and metros monitored by National Treasury. Based on the results of the benchmark exercise, the municipal IDP and budget for 2017-18 have been confirmed as follows by National Treasury. 2017-18 to 2019-20 MTREF is credible, that is the budget. The IDP is aligned with the budget. Budget is sustainable. There is sufficient cash coverage as far as norm is concerned, 1 to 3 months. The budget is cash funded for MTREF, namely 2017-18 to 2019-20. Those are the comments from the National Treasurer. Honorable Chair and Honorable Members of the Select Committee, we are requesting the committee to intervene and save the fate of the people of OR-TAMBO-DM in order to enjoy the services entitled to them as per the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, in honor of OR-TAMBO, whose centenary celebrated this year. Furthermore, Honorable Chair and Members, OR-TAMBO-DM declared year of 2017 to be the year of heightened service delivery in honor of President OR-TAMBO. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Honorable Chair, that is afforded to the municipality. We highly appreciate. Yabule.
Executive Mayor, thank you very much for a very, very thorough presentation with information, giving us a good picture. All the members, I take that you've noted your points that you want to clarify or ask questions on. We're going straight to the National Treasury, Mr. Hatton and Mr. Mashaba, to do your presentation in 15 minutes. And so we go through every stakeholder who's present here to do their part, and then there will be deliberations, questions to get clarity and to get the way forward. I think the way forward is captured already. We will just do the formal presentation. Thank you, Mr. Hatton and Mr. Mashaba.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, what we've agreed to with the Provincial Treasury is that we'll do a joint presentation, and we will then support that. So, Chair, I don't know if it's okay with you. If
we welcome the joint effort. Congratulations.
Yes, we really feel that intergovernmental relations is important. So, Chair, we're going to ask the Provincial Treasury to go first, and then Sela will follow. We know that COCTA has also prepared the presentation. COCTA?
Yeah.
COCTA should actually start when the Provincial Treasury and then us, if that's with your permission, Chair.
Members, are you comfortable with that?
Yes.
Thank you. Agreement. COCTA, where are you?
Thank you very much, Chair.
Mr. Hatton, you said you start with COCTA.
The provincial COCTA first.
Provincial COCTA?
National. Okay, sorry, Chair.
National.
Are you seeing?
Can I assist?
Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. In the first instance, I think that's appreciate that we have come to this stage. On a matter which could have been solved even earlier, it just reflects that there's something wrong. That is me. I think let's probably start by saying, as a province, we unfortunately featured at the time when we copied a letter of withdrawal, and. As the provincial treasurer, we have a unit which oversees the municipal expenditure right through the year. And we take those reports that we receive from National Treasury to what is called the Premier's Coordinating Forum,
yeah,
where we make indicative, substantive areas in as far as weaknesses that are seen from time to time at the municipal level. That tracking system assists us to direct if ever there ought to be a heightened improved activity at that point. And it is at that point that we insist that municipalities should have and follow corrective measures. In the instance of correspondence copied to us, there were 13 enlisted municipalities. The 13 enlisted municipalities contained OR Tambo with a huge amount, which goes to 90 million rands. And others varied substantively, which had amounted to a total, which is about 119 million rand. When we received, and that came to my attention, we directed the DDG, who is heading the municipal finance unit through the office of the AUT, that this scenario is not good. We can't allow a situation where money flows out of the province at a time of need, more specifically in the area of the east of the province, which is the OR Tambo, which is so befuddled by the factor of a shortness in terms of its own infrastructure, as the executive mayor has somewhat explained. So please follow this and try to assist as much as possible. Indeed, the officials started by calling on the affected municipalities, all the 13. They convened them together with the provincial COPTA, because each municipality has got conditions which are peculiar to itself. And through that meeting, they were going to go to detail in terms of peculiarity of such instances. Unfortunately, at that time, O.R. Tambo is one of the municipalities that failed to attend that meeting. And therefore, we couldn't go into a detailed manner of assisting them and intervening at that point. But though I insisted, because they were going to go to national meeting, please, if ever the officials of O.R. Tambo, you happen to get across them, please, at that time, insist as well to assist them so that we must present a provincial view in that meeting. What I said to them, I said, I own it, that a push for the reversal of such determination of withdrawal. Two, if you fail to do so in that meeting, you must insist that through the conditions that befell the provincial infrastructure, such withdrawal should still remain in the province, so that those municipalities which are affected should somewhat be find way of assist them, and in assisting them, try to find way of capturing back the amounts which were to be a potential loss to the province, so they should be as well situated within that. Yes, indeed, they went into that meeting. And they would tell in terms of the detail what happened in the meeting itself. Because our insistence was that there is no way that we could find a situation where a municipality which is so crippled will lose out just on the slip of the officials. And that itself is the attitude that we must somewhat find a way of dealing with it around this matter. And that they went and seemingly, indeed, they found officials of the municipality in attendance of the national meeting. It is at that point that, as by reference, that in the meeting they did not get kind into the approach. And officials of National Treasury followed them and tried to assist at the level, giving them instructions. One of those instructions was that this is the official from MISA who is allocated into the province, who knows into detail the situation. We want to see to it that he goes with you, he assists you, so in detail you must be able to present a plan which is going to respond to such questions. What happened thereafter is only known to those officials. I would want to say even at this time, we must work hard to assist the fact that no money should be lost at any stage. But while we do so, with earnest, officials appointed to do work must do work.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Officials who at the time of instance of trying to assist, they decide to do their own things. I have tried my own level best. I've asked these officials, just try your level best to ensure that these things happen. What we achieved in such meetings, which I'm proud of, is that the money should not be lost to the province, and we made a further gain of 5 million rand, which has been a benefit in fighting a just cause, so that the capacity which befalls a municipality should not necessarily affect the communities out there. My only main worry now is that the money was supposed to be used for water, because water services in O.R. Tambo are somewhat an infrastructure which is challenged as we speak. The Premier convened a meeting with the Minister, Ministry of Water Affairs recently, which sought to heighten that said demand. Even this amount would have been so useful to contribute in that demand. What I'm still emphasizing at this point is that we must work together to assist the municipality to find traction in as far as its own provision of a required infrastructure. Even now, to look into what is a potential rollover to the municipality. Even now, we must work hard to ensure that that amount is not amount to be chased away from the municipality. We must work together to contain the levels of such a rollover, which is a potential, so that we ensure that that municipality will make use of that money at the areas that are in need. It is our responsibility as provincial treasurer to assist every municipality, even those which are not delegated, as it is the case with our town. And we take such efforts to work together to galvanize support, and that has been an issue right through. As I've indicated, that the Premier himself, the previous provincial Premier's Forum, had that indication wherein a report of this nature was tabled. It is that kind of a situation which we say, at least we might not have reached this moment, only if our officials would do their work. That's what we need. Though as it may be, it is for the right cause to say Port Otambo District Municipality deserves that at least what is allocated to it should not perish. While we focus on a matter of capacity in the municipality. That's why, in terms of my proposition, it has been the fact that we need to work together to galvanize support to ensure that at least they should not lose the money allocated to them. That has been our fight right through, but we must probably preserve that even at this level to ensure that our own act is an act which is together forward on such allocations. Thank you very much, Chair. Can I give over to National?
Honourable members, it's very important that we receive this submission by the Honourable MEC. Thank you for being proactive. You actually underline a very important element, is the type of decision we take in the position we are deployed. What is the effect of that decision to the people outside that's supposed to get the services? In this case, water. And here it is, at the back of the Division of Revenue. All the allocations for bulk water supply, here it is, for each municipality in South Africa. Those four or five pages is very important because it's a basic need in terms of the Constitution. Thank you for that submission, MEC. Treasury, you want to do your part and then we go to COCTA?
Chairperson, again, if I can ask the National COCTA as the administrative department,
on the MIC.
As start off,
yes.
Then the Eastern Cape Provincial Treasury, and then us, if with your permission, Chair.
COCTA, there's red and green lights here on the table. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Take us 15 minutes, please. To the point. Be to the point.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Actually, before you said I must be straight to the point, I wanted to seek your indulgence because we have prepared a detailed presentation.
This one?
Yes.
Very colorful.
That one gives a background, that's a brief background of MIG, the principles underpinning the MIG. And the performance nationally of our provinces in terms of MIG, and then zooming in to Eastern Cape and OR Tambo. Then from there, the actions that we took leading to where we are today in terms of the stopping of the MIG.
Yes, you can give us an overall picture, but we want to get to OR Tambo.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Okay, no, thank you very much, Chairperson. Mr. Seroka, who is the Chief Director of MIG, will take us through the presentation.
Thanks so much. I'm going to be as short as my height, Chairperson. Thanks so much, Mr. Vimba, for opening remarks. Chairperson.
Can you use the laptop? Or are you
It's on the screen, although the one that is on the screen is actually been edited, but the hard copies are correct. There was a problem that we sent yesterday. They were not.
Let's speak
open.
To it. Let's get into business.
Sure. I think, Chairperson and honorable members, the first issue is really to say MIG is a conditional grant. And as such, it does have certain conditions that need to be met for it to be utilized. And those are being covered together with the background and the objective in the presentation, which I may not necessarily go into. Safe to say, greater portion of it as a matter of a concern for the entire country is that it's going into water and sanitation, wherein 75% of that actually goes into that, and there is a formula that is given. Although that is given as a guide to fund municipalities, is upon municipalities as to how they utilize that, together with the support from the sector departments. The legislative content of the program is aligned to the Constitution, wherein there should be equitable division of revenue raised nationally and amongst national, provincial, and local spheres. But more importantly, Chapter 3 of DORA talks of the conditions, Part B of Schedule 5, which specify specific purpose of allocations to municipalities, covering the duties of accounting officer, matters relating to the Schedule 4 to 7, withholding of allocations, stopping of allocations, and reallocations of funds. And municipal infrastructure grant program is guided by that division of revenue, as well as MIG policy framework, which are the pillars of how this needs to be implemented. In slide number 8, we then touched on the duties of the transferring officer in terms of section 10, sub-item 1 of DORA, which talks to that the transferring officer should ensure all other provisions of this Act and relevant framework for the transfer of the allocation are complied with and by the receiving institution, must certify to National Treasury that any plans required in terms of the framework of the Section 5 allocation regarding the use of allocation are approved before the start of the financial year, that the transfer funds only after receipt of all information required to be submitted by the receiving officer in terms of this Act and submission of all relevant information to the National Treasurer. A transferring officer may withhold the transfer of Schedule 5 allocation or any portion thereof if a satisfactory explanation is not given for significant under expenditure on previous transfers during the financial year in question, and that the National Treasury may, in its discretion or on request of a transferring officer or a receiving officer, stop the transfer of the Schedule 5 allocation or portion thereof. I'm taking a bit time on this because these are the core of the matter in question, Chairperson.
That's a recipe to follow.
Yes. It then follows the slide number 9, which deals with the duties of receiving officer, which refers to section 12, subsection 1, outlining that the receiving officer of Schedule 5 allocation must ensure compliance with the relevant framework. One MIG framework stipulates the following. To receive the first tranche, municipality must have followed the process for approval of 2016-17 projects and have confirmed with DCOG their program, project planning, and implementation readiness. Municipality must spend at least 60% of their first transfer and before they get a second transfer. Municipality must also spend 40% of their total allocation by the end of December, and that a maximum of 5% of a municipality's MIG allocation may be used for project management costs related to grant fund projects, and only if the business plan of their project management unit is approved. It therefore allows, in instances where municipalities don't necessarily have a capacity, which has been indicated in this case, that they may submit a business plan which will then assist in taking a portion of it of the allocation to fund the outsourced capacity that will assist the municipality. But that business plan needs to be approved for it to be acknowledged. Withholding or stopping of transfers and reallocation or conversion of MIG allocation will be instituted where municipalities do not comply with the conditions. The subsequent slide is just to indicate the expenditure countrywide with specific reference to Eastern Cape, which by the end of financial year was doing fairly well, not good, not bad, just in the middle, and also looking into the end of April, after the whole issue of reallocation has been factored into the budget, Eastern Cape was also still doing fairly well. I've touched on the issue around stopping and reallocation, which stipulates that in terms of MIG framework, municipalities must, by end of December, spend at least 40% of their total allocation, spend at least 60% of their previous transfer, which will have been made in October, and or comply with reporting provisions before transfers are made. If not, the transferring officer may evoke stopping and reallocation procedures, which is in line with Section 19 and 20 of the DORA. Coming to the issue around stopping and reallocation, slide number 13 then shows the amount that has been stopped from each province and what has been reallocated. Safe to say, instead of Eastern Cape, as MEC has indicated, there was 119 million that has been stopped. However, the province has received 124. And the subsequent slide just indicate those municipalities that have gained or lose. And the only province that have lost was Limpopo, and the rest of the province have gained from what has been stopped in Limpopo, and Gauteng didn't gain nor lose. Coming now closer to the Eastern Cape, getting close to the bone, Eastern Cape stopping consideration are as follows, and we have indicated in slide number 15, the 8 municipalities that has been reduced from 13, initial 13, as the MEC has been alluded on, just to indicate the expenditure where they were at the time of stopping and reallocation. And I'll get into details afterwards. Then the municipalities that are within the OR Tambo, the amount that has been indicated for Eastern Cape and the budget specifically for OR Tambo as mentioned already.
Excuse me, sir, page slide 15. In the middle, spent by December 2017.
is that the typing error?
Yes, it's the error. It should be 2016.
Yeah. Before presentations are done to Parliament, please proofread your documentation, because this is being recorded.
Thank you, Chair.
Please. Yes, carry on.
Slide number 17, Chairperson, start to talk about the performance of the OR Tambo. Starting by indicating again the process for transferring funds, that to receive the first tranche, municipality must have followed the process and confirmed with DCOG their program, project planning and implementation plan. The draft implementation plan is normally requested in by the end of January, which was the case in this financial year, which was the 29th of January. And to date, the department hasn't received any implementation plan except the unauthenticated one that was submitted on the 30th. And that constitutes non-compliant.
And that is a requirement?
That is the requirement, it's a condition. On the final implementation plan was due on the 7th, for which the department has written a letter to municipalities notifying them about that, and the municipality has submitted on the 8th. Sorry, I meant to say the DCOG has written the non-compliant letter to the municipality on the 8th. On slide number 18, deals with implementation readiness. The implementation readiness of the municipality could not be confirmed before the start of the municipal financial year, as indicated that the implementation plan wasn't submitted. As such, DCOG had to determine the OR Tambo's flow of funding, with the first tranche being made in July for an amount of 189. The project management unit, this is the critical component of the program, particularly given that the municipality doesn't have capacity. As already alluded, that 5% can be utilized for that. On the 29th of February, DCOG issued a letter to Eastern Cape municipalities requesting consideration of that 5% PMU business plan. On the 1st of June, DCOG issued a letter of non-compliant, of non-receipt of the municipal 5% consideration. On the 6th of July, DCOG issued a confirmation letter that any expenditure on 5% will not be considered, because here we really look in at assisting the municipalities to augment their capacity, and we requested that business plan be submitted. As a result, PMU expenditure was not considered due to non-submission of the PMU business plan, and as such is referred to as irregular. Slide number 19 continues with the monthly reporting. The municipality must spend at least 40% and 60%, that as I've alluded on. They should comply with the reporting provisions before second and subsequent transfers are made. On the 20th of September, DCOG issued a non-compliant letter for July and August. On the 17th, another non-compliant letter for September and October. And on the 11th, a non-compliant letter for November. Withholding of funds, DCOG issued letter of intention to withhold the second transfer, wherein only on the 22nd November, OR Tambo responded, indicating that they've spent 78% of the transferred amount. DCOG responded, citing that there was none responsive of the municipality because they didn't submit supporting documents for the 78%. On the 5th, as it was indicated by the municipality, a follow-up bilateral meeting was held, wherein the aim was really to support the municipality with their implementation plan, project registration, and proof of payments, and analyzing the situation, wherein the 68% of the first tranche was confirmed versus the 78% that was submitted by the municipality. As such, the second transfer was then effected on the 22nd December, as indicated by the municipality. Safe to indicate that there is a process that needs to be followed once we issue that, because we have to write to the Treasury and so forth. The subsequent slides just indicate some of those expenditures that have been recorded, which are not necessarily been accounted for on the basis that there was no portfolio of evidence. And that amounts to 94 million. The stopping of funds on slide number 22. Municipality must spend 40%, as indicated. DCOP reports confirmed the total expenditure of the municipality as at 23% against the total allocation of by end of December, implying that the municipality fell below 40% bracket. By the 19th, municipality did not have a presentation on the day on which all municipalities were invited to present their case, all those that were below 40%. And having realized that municipality didn't prepare properly, MISA was assigned to assist them, as it was already indicated earlier on. And they were given a slot on the 20th. On the 20th, the information that was submitted to the committee by the municipality was insufficient to indicate and give the committee to decide. A concern regarding non-attendance of the MM and technical director was registered. As the presentation of the municipality could not address the MIG conditions as outlined, all those compliant issues as raised. Implementation plan, project performance, and persistent non-compliance. A recommendation for stopping was then registered with National Treasury. There have been processes that have been indicated. I won't go into those, including the submissions and the meeting that was held with the mayor and the minister, together with ourselves officials, to deal with the issues and communique that was received from the province. However, there was then a team that was established to go and sit down and analyze all the information.
Who was this team? You say a team. Who's the team?
The team was consisting of National COCTA and Provincial COCTA. On the 22nd of May, municipality submitted their revised implementation plan, which is just a mere month before the end of the municipal financial year. And that poses a cause for concern, Chairperson. However, it is not in our best interest as the administrators of the fund to punish municipalities or communities for that matter. We therefore really get worried when we stopping monies. However, we also trying by all possible means to safeguard the money from within the program, so that the program doesn't lose, because if the money goes back to fiscus, it starts to indicate the capacity at which the program can operate, for which in the subsequent years then the budget gets reduced. It's on that matter that we're trying by all possible means to assess the municipality in terms of compliance, in terms of their performance, and try to redistribute to those municipalities that are capable of spending that money so that we don't lose. And as the department, we further looking forward in the future, as we indicated in the previous engagement with this committee, that we are considering conversion so that in instances where municipality is not performing, we don't necessarily punish the communities on the poor performance of the municipality. Because we take it very serious that municipalities that are getting more funding are those that have got higher need. Hence, we're looking into that. That as it may, in terms of recommendation, Chairperson, we're saying, based on the planning, reporting, and compliance as outlined, we have asked MISA to strengthen their support to the municipality so that we ensure the state of readiness for the coming financial year and beyond. And that we're doing it in various forms, one of which is that as MISA, we have assigned a service provider to assist in the turnaround strategy for the OR Tambo in the coming 3 years through regional management support contract, which focuses primarily on water, given that the water is a dire need. But we're also saying through the project management office, we're having various working streams that are led by various sectors that, amongst others, is to ensure that we support municipalities, particularly those that are receiving higher budget in the 27 district municipality, to ensure that they are capacitated to be able to deal with the demand that is they are facing. The municipality ensure that the strategic technical position are filled as a matter of agents, because that is very critical. Without these home bodies with requisite skills, municipality may continue to be failing to comply with the conditions, and it is difficult to bend the rules, given that we are not only working with this municipality, but all municipalities countrywide, and we need to safeguard the funds of the state. A multi-sectoral team, as I've already indicated, is looking into accelerating the improvement plan of the municipality, and we are ensuring that come the 1st of January, come the January during the stopping and reallocation, we find that the municipality is ready so that we can repay back the 90 million plus, depending to the capacity to absorb the money at the time. As such, we
at what date?
In January next year, in terms of DORA, that we have to again look into the expenditure of all municipalities by the end of December, so that we evoke stopping and reallocation. And in that, our focus is always that municipalities that have been affected by stopping, particularly Water Services Authority that have got higher budget, which happens to be in the 27 priority district, have been supported so that they are ready to reabsorb the amount that they have lost. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, this last 3-4 sentences is very important. The department focused on December. The MFMA talks about every 30 days there must be a report. So that monitoring must be on a monthly basis before you get to December. And then have to take a decision that's sometimes a negative decision. Make that point, honourable members. You done, Cocktail?
Yes, thanks.
Treasury? Shallow.
Chairperson, it's
we want those recommendations.
The Eastern Cape Provincial Treasury, if, again, with your permission.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Members. As the MEC has already given the outline of the processes from the Treasury perspective, that is Eastern Cape Provincial Treasury, I would say on the 13th of January, we were copied to an email that had intention to stop the grants from 13 municipalities in the province. On Monday the 16th, we sat as Provincial Treasurer and Provincial Coordinator to try to come up with a rescue plan, because the guidelines were very clear that we issued on the invitation letters for the municipalities, that they must come and motivate as to why the monies cannot be stopped from them, and they must provide supporting evidence. So the intention for us now was to sit and strategize around that, and the resolution was that on the 17th, that is on Tuesday the 17th, let's call all the 13 municipalities and assess whether their motivations are going to hold water to national quota. Invitation letters were sent on the 16th for them to be in our offices in East London on the 17th. COCTA was, OR Tambo was amongst the municipalities, but they didn't attend the meeting. So I think about eight municipalities attended, and five didn't attend that session. To the extent that some municipalities even came with their councillors that are responsible for infrastructure, budget infrastructure, together with their MMs. Municipalities did agree to say, well, at this stage, we agree that the money must be taken, because our processes are still very far. Some of them are still on the planning stages, others are still on EIA, so all those kind of things. Then we also tried to prepare them for the 19th, and our term was going to appear on the 19th. We assigned two officials, Mr. Chicho Machijavu and Mr. Kambi, to accompany the municipality so that if there are any technical issues that need to be attended, they need to assist them. I got a call on the 19th from National Coordinator to say our Chambo is not in the office, it is not they are not ready with the presentation. We requested the assistance and they be given a slot on the 20th, and they indicated that they are going to engage somebody from MISA, Charles from MISA, to assist them. Apparently, the report I got from Charles, because when I became concerned when I was informed that, again, the presentation didn't suit the occasion. They looked for each other the whole night that night, that as the letter indicated, the presentation was going to be done overnight. Charles couldn't get hold of the officials. But if pitting that happened, I won't go through the percentages and what it was already touched, but the key thing that we did, as MEC has indicated, was not to lose the 119 million, was to assist them to get the money. So we managed also to reallocate the money to make a recommendation, provided, because the greater chunk was coming from OR Tambo, whatever additional allocation to other municipalities was dependent on OR Tambo submitting its documentation. If they fail, then let's not lose the money. In the process, as my slide is indicating, that is the list of municipalities that were due for stopping, totaling 119. But with the exercise that we did, we managed to secure 124. But our first priority was to look at OR Tambo municipalities that are potentially performing well, so that it doesn't lose the core of what was going to be done at OR Tambo. In the process, Mhlonhlo, Port St. John's, and KFD benefited from the money. What we are doing now, also before we did that, we also engaged with National Treasury to say, we are seeing a potential loss of 90 million from OR Tambo. And whenever we communicate with OR Tambo, they are saying that they are already dealing with the matter, sorting it with National Treasury. What are the processes so that we can assist where possible? On the 16th of May, 16th March, National Treasury also issued a letter to OR Tambo for them to motivate further before the Gazette was done.
But unfortunately, apparently, the documentation that they submitted didn't meet the requirements in terms of the POPs that were requested, and also some of the projects were not registered as COCT has already indicated. But the process that we are doing now, on the 16th of May, we called together because we have forged a partnership with National Treasury, National COCT, Provincial COCT, and Treasury to work on a way forward in preparation for 17-18 financial year, and also where possible, assist those municipalities to assess e readiness for e rollover processes. We are also doing analysis of the 17-18 implementation plan and check whether they will meet the requirements. To the extent that on the 28th and 29th of June, we're having a session where we'll be also assessing the readiness of municipalities for e rollover applications. That is what we are doing, Chairperson. That is how the provincial treasury fit into the equation. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Chairperson Sela will take us through our presentation, and then I'll just make a couple of remarks at the end to help the committee on the decision-making process.
Provincial Treasury, you said the 29th of June.
Yes, 28th
and 29th. That's a Thursday.
We're having a session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Owartambo, take note of that date. The CFO and the municipal manager. And you will send out a letter in that regard as well.
No, Chairperson, it's only provincial treasury, national treasury, and provincial culture, and national treasury that will be having that session.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Shallow, are you ready? Let's go.
Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Presentation, first let the members have that in front of them.
Thanks, Chairperson.
Because they make their notes on the document.
Yes. Thanks, Chairperson. While they're distributing the presentations, let me just say, Chairperson, that I'm going to just focus on the very end part of the process. I would not repeat all what was mentioned. But let me also say that I'm doing that on purpose because we have worked together on the COCTA presentation. So what is in the COCTA presentation, what you see in the Provincial Treasury presentation, we work together as Provincial Treasury, Provincial COCTA, National Treasury, and National COCTA. We worked together last week Friday in East London. So insofar as officials are concerned, these three presentations, we've worked together on that.
Right. Look at your page 9 and then your page 10, as you indicated. Your interactions, we're interested in that as well.
Okay. Quickly, I've got about, Chairperson, if you can allow me, I'll be very quick. I've got about 6 slides that I will focus on. I wanted to just take the committee to, because I wanted to respond to the invite. As it was written to us. But for me, what is very important for the committee to look at is item number 3 in terms of what happened, reasons for stopping, interaction with Owartambo and other stakeholders throughout the process, the historical performance of the program of MIG for Owartambo, and 7 and 8, which is way forward and recommendation. On this slide, I think it has already been mentioned quite a lot. I'm going to jump. This one is also a background story. It was already talked about, but the last perhaps 3 bullets is that we've worked on the 40% threshold. If any municipality reported less than 40%, that municipality would be considered for the process of stopping and reallocation. And this process, we always do it following the lengthy process of withholding and engagement. This was presented by COCTA in COCTA's presentation on how they followed the process in terms of the days when they wrote to municipalities and how that was decided upon. What happened? We have received a letter on the 1st of February from National COCTA requesting National Treasury to consider stopping a portion of MIG allocation from
municipalities. There were about 117 municipalities that were in that letter from COCTA. OR Tambo was part of that letter. And specifically for OR Tambo, the reason was that was due to poor month reporting, late appointments, less than 40% expenditure, non-commitment to projects, and of course, generally poor performance. Treasury then wrote to all of them in terms of the requirement of DORA and of MFMA. The law says before the Treasury can effect the stopping, it must write to municipalities again. In other words, this would be the second process following the process conducted by COCTA, and this was presented by the House. So we are there, we were then giving the municipality the second opportunity to represent. Chairperson, elsewhere this legal requirement can be looked at as a repetition of a process, but it is important, it is encrafted in the law that we repeat that process as National Treasury, just to support, just to respond to the work done by COCTA. And of course, OR Tambo responded, citing that their expenditure is 46% instead of the 22% that we were sitting with, that there were a misunderstanding between parties. I think it was fairly and thoroughly explained in the two presentations before in terms of letters to and fro. There was a meeting between OR Tambo and COCTA to resolve those misunderstanding of reports, especially on non-registered projects. And that, as part of OR Tambo response, their slow spending was as a result of a late transfer of the second tranche. This was also presented, Chairperson, by OR Tambo in their presentation. We have assessed the submission from OR Tambo following our letter. That would have been the second process, Chairperson. And as part of their submission, there was also a letter from Provincial COCTA which supported OR Tambo that it be assisted in that motivation. Why did we stop? As part of the submission from OR Tambo, Chairperson, in that document, there were about three documents that were submitted to us. The one was a report. We still found unregistered projects in the documentation. Some contracts had dates which reflected February, for example, the VIP unit for appointments. In other words, in that documentation, there was a plan to appoint in February as far as that report submitted to us was concerned. The differing numbers between the information submitted to COCTA and the information submitted to Treasury as one of the reasons. In that response or report by OR Tambo, we also found out that OR Tambo was saying they were going to move 2017-18 projects into 2016-17 to fast track. That was one of the reasons why they motivated. Also, we found that there were projects that were 150 million that were still on feasibility and design stage. This was in the report that was motivating that Treasury should not stop. And out of that, we felt as Treasury that we needed to support a recommendation from COCTA to stop and reallocate the portion of OR Tambo as MIG allocation. Chairperson, we've been engaging. I will not go through the bullets. We've been engaging since February up to last week with stakeholders. We've been talking, from Treasury's point of view, we've been talking to the office of the CFO. I must say that there were instances where he would write a report to us, we will respond to report to his report, and we'll also raise our issues. So we've been talking, Chairperson. We've just not agreed on to not stop, but we have been engaging on what projects are we concerned about. We've raised them, we've named them with the office of the CFO of the municipality, and he also responded and addressed most of the issues that we were raising. So as far as we're concerned, we've been engaging. I must say that you will never fully communicate. There's still room to properly engage and consult. Our main concern was, and this is the core of the issue, Chairperson, was the fact that we were saying as National Treasury, expenditure is not 46%, expenditure is 22%. This is the main issue, Chairperson. And the reason being, perhaps there are expenditures that are incurred such that it is 46%, but they do not comply with MEEC as a program, because that's why we have a we've got expenditure numbers. So that is our concern. However, subsequent to all of this, Chairperson, the March report from O.R. Tambo via the Department of COCTA reflected still less than 40%. Now, if I can just rephrase it, that in December, we are saying we've got 22%. The municipality is saying 46%. 3 months down the line, the report comes to Treasury and it says less than 40%. I wrote, Chairperson, to both COCTA and the municipality, and I said, the numbers suggest that perhaps the 22% was correct. As we sit here today, Chairperson, and the colleagues are here, the April latest report is saying the expenditure of O.R. Tambo is sitting at 59%. This was also in the presentation of COCTA earlier on. We think that perhaps the 22%, 30-something percent, 59%, there's synergy in terms of how the reports are coming through. Historical performance, this was presented, Chairperson, by the Honorable Executive Mayor. I do not want to repeat on it. We have been assisting O.R. Tambo in the early parts of 2010, 2011, 2012. There have been if I can just explicitly put it, Chairperson, they have been underspending actually for 3 consecutive years. You would see that that was a history. But let's also appreciate the subsequent years, as can be seen on the table, that the district has improved quite a lot, and the numbers can't lie. Way forward. Chairperson, we will not be able to reverse the decision of having stopped the 90 million for O.R. Tambo because the year has ended. Because the year that we can try to do that has ended. Practically, we are not able to do that. We think that there has to be a concerted effort that must be done by all stakeholders. And I think in the House today, it's been reiterated. We've met twice already as Provincial Treasury, National Treasury, and COCTA in East London to discuss this issue. And there's a process led by our DDG in the province that is aimed at assisting municipalities in the Eastern Cape, not only O.R. Tambo, because there's quite other municipalities that would require support. From Treasury's point of view, Chairperson, we're looking at 9 provinces. That's our interest. We do not want MEEC to lose. The province doesn't want the province to lose. We don't want MEEC to be disestablished, such that we need to protect it. If the one is underperforming, we need to shift the money around so that Treasury doesn't think the program doesn't work. We think that O.R. Tambo should, together with us, avail themselves for site inspection, because clearly, if there's one report which suggests that expenditure is sitting at this level and the other saying that, perhaps we need to sit and do site inspection and see if the money has bought something. We are also as way forward that based on improved performance of the new coming financial year, OR Tambo should be able to qualify for additional funding in a similar process that we are talking about. So just to respond to the issue of the MEC, this is not a lost cause. MEEC is informed by taxpayers' funding, as we know, and is a grant that is financed through DORA, and DORA is an annual piece of legislation. What gets available must be spent in that year to avoid misuse, rollovers, and all the other bad things. Chairperson, this is my last slide. It's a recommendation, but I'm going to, if you allow, I'm going to hand over to my boss, Jan Hatten, just to finalize on this, on the recommendation.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be very short. Chair, as a Treasury, you can see that we did find ourselves in a very awkward position, having two sets of information to our disposal, and ultimately, as the custodian of this piece of legislation that has been passed by Parliament, we had to do the right thing. And by doing our own independent assessment, we came to the conclusion that stopping is the right thing under the circumstances. Chair, this House has asked us before, and when we presented to you before on the Limpopo case, that we should do anything in our power to make sure that the communities in provinces do not lose money. And the MEC has articulated very well, and I have to say with the support of the Provincial Treasury and the Provincial COCTA team, or COCSTAR team, and then the municipalities, that ultimately the Eastern Cape province has still gained, irrespective if OR Tambo has lost the 90 million. So for me, that's a very positive development, and it's essentially giving effect to a resolution by this House before that we should work much more closer with these municipalities, as you've indicated, Chair, in terms of Section 154, to make sure that the capacity is there, that the capability to absorb the money is there. The reality, Chairperson, is we as a National Treasury run processes. We are managing 257 municipalities from my office. We are managing 22 grants. So everything we do is a process. If somebody missed the deadline in the process, there is always a casualty. And in this case, unfortunately, by the time that the decision was, or the discussions that was articulated between the parties, all those consensus was reached, the submission was already on the minister's desk to stop. And once it's in the system, there's no ways that we can go to the minister giving me his portfolio and say, sorry, minister, by the way, we've made a mistake. In our case, it doesn't work that way. That's why we need to make sure our processes are solid, that information is critical, and that we've done an independent assessment. Chair, what this presentation and the discussion indicate is that information is critical for decision-making. That's what we do. We make resource allocation decisions, and we have to, unfortunately, make decisions on stopping and reallocation. And if the information is not credible, and this is the other point, Chairperson, we have implemented the MFMA since 2003. We are in 2017. We should not have discussions in this House about capacity and quality of information. So we as a Treasury, Chair, when those things come to the fore, we are very open-minded. But at the same time, Chair, we partly switch off, because how long should we still continue struggling to have reliable information that must help the system? Again, I know that may sound harsh, but we've institutionalized a number of reforms to help all the parties to have the best information to our disposal. Chair, we have obviously reacted on a request, formal request from COCTA, We've done our independent assessment, and based on that recommendation and technical work, we've advised the minister and he took the decision. Cello is correct. Unfortunate, we can't reverse the decision because it was gazetted and the financial year has ended. But we can always find a way going forward, like we've done in the past, to try and find a way to help each other. That's the spirit that we would like to operate in. Chair, as I said, the timing of that information and all the flow of communication was unfortunate a bit too late for the processes that we run, and not that it was not useful. The other point that I want to just flag to the members of the House, you've trusted us with the implementation of this piece of legislation, and as a Treasury, we will try our best to always uphold the law and follow the procedure as per the law religiously. Chair, and then there's a few projects that we did ask ourselves, because what we are advocating collectively is by the time that the budget has been concluded, before the start of the financial year, all municipalities must have proper procurement plans. All the plans must be approved, and what the evidence that you've been that's been shared with you, there's projects and plans, unfortunate, as late as 2 or a month before the end of the financial year, where we struggle to find the information. Now, that puts everybody in a very awkward position, because that's in the contradiction with the spirit of trying to improve planning and then get all our ducks in a row so that spending can start from the start of the financial year, and that we don't have this under expenditure that we have reported to the cells over a number of years. Chairperson, and then I just want on the technicality explain the difference between stopping and a rollover. If we stop an allocation, then it means that the cash will not leave a national revenue fund and find its way to a municipality. So then there can't be a rollover. A rollover is the opposite. The cash has actually left the revenue fund. It's in the position of a municipality, and then they must ask for a rollover. And that process and procedures is articulated in our annual budget surplus, and we've now institutionalized it. So most municipalities in the country do understand how these processes work. So, Chair, I thought, let me just add those couple of remarks before the committee then deliberate and then take a decision on the way forward. Thank you, Chair.
MEC, any additions?
Thank you very much, Chair. I think the team has dealt with a number of issues. What is pertinent? There's a common line between those presentations. On page 9 of the National Treasuries, that's where I wanted to make a point. The last bullet point in terms of the way forward there, you say an improved performance on the MIG 2017-18 would qualify or outnumber for an additional MIG through the stopping and the allocation process.
I've seen that one too. Yes. That's a positive. That is a positive sentence. Is the CFO present of the Overtambo District Municipality? Is the Municipal Manager present? Gentlemen, when the MEC or the Provincial Treasury calls municipalities, you attend. But you don't stay away. If you can't go, submit an apology, but send someone that can take a decision. Not a junior official that does just take notes. Take that as a rule. It's very crucial. It's very crucial. And submit information required on time. I registered my question when we started the meeting. Do the municipality have the capacity to do what they're supposed to do in terms of the reporting that is required? You must tell us that we assist in terms of Section 154 of the Constitution. That's why we are here, to assist, to go forward. Honourable members, this area we are talking about was a former homeland called Transkei. Yes, I traveled a lot through the Transkei to KZN, those days called Natal, to go on holiday at Manzimtoti and blah, blah, blah. Those people need this water box supply allocation for drinking water in their house, in the clinic, in the hospital, in the school. And so I can go on. I'm very passionate about this. Questions, honorable members? I noted honorable Motla Shuping, honorable Ter Blanche from the Mossel Bay area, honorable Gaila from Tata, his municipality, in that. Anyone else? Lastly, looking at this recommendations to the departments, please, please, draft an action plan, activity, date, date of implementation, date of completion, person responsible, last column, remarks, comments, whatever, a tick block. But not only for an academic exercise of administrative, also a second page oversight, on-site oversight. Then you have a complete action plan. That's what I would have liked to see, because there's no date yet. We're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But there's no dates, there's no names linked to this. So please, 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 do that. Honorable Motla Shuping.
No, thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I'll cover you, Chief Whip.
No, you must come back.
Natural sense, I'll cover the whole committee. Thanks for the presentation. I welcome all the presentations. And MEC, at least today, you and I are on the same page. You know, the situation in which you find yourself, I would imagine that I would be doing the same thing also. You know, it is good that you would want the funds not to be stopped, not to be reversed and all that. But at the same time, you also cautioned that officials must begin to take their responsibility very seriously,
yes,
and do what they are employed to do. And I've got a slide, you know, Chairperson, adding on what you said. There is a principle in administrative law. They call it delegatus delegare non potest. Now, you see, municipal manager and your team, there are certain powers that you can't delegate, really. For an example, water. It's a very important thing that is needed, and you've got a backlog of 22 billion, and you absent yourself in such a meeting. It says something to us, like the MEC has alluded, that officials begin to do your work. In actual fact, my what I have drafted down here was on the basis that we must make an intervention on behalf of the municipality, because water is a basic service, and the community is poor people who are indigent are the one at the suffering end, and government is paying for them. I hope that we will have indigent registers and all that, and these people that today the money is withdrawn are entitled to receive clean water and all that. But now, you know, the whole thing here revolves around, in terms of the presentation, around the failure of the municipality in terms of carrying out its duties. That is the major thing. I would dwell into quite a number of issues, Chairperson, because the objective of the meeting was for us to make
do
an
so.
Intervention.
No, you do so.
Yeah. Now, Honorable Mayor, you've said that there is a question of capacity in your presentation. to the extent that it also has an impact on the vacancy rate that is there in the municipality. What has been done to date to address that issue, particularly in PMU, to ensure that this matter, because you've got 5%, as I understood, that is given to address this issue. What is that that you have done to date to ensure that the capacity is enhanced and it is at the required level? Chairperson, you know, we don't have to. If there is a scientific measurement that is used to determine expenditure, and we argue over it, 22%, whatever, pulling either way, and you don't submit reports, because it is on the basis of the reports that you will be able to say, indeed, we have spent so much. But in terms of also our research document, one point that is alluded to is that at the time when you were making submissions and saying that your expenditure as a municipality is so much, it's above 40%. Your projects were at the design and feasibility study process. That is one thing that I have noted from our researcher. And that is not a project, and they were not registered. I think we need to improve on those things and begin to say, you know, you must accept so that we clear the way for the municipality in terms of what you have read, MEC, that very sentence that you read, so that we have that allocation given even more to O.R. Tambo District Municipal. You know, O.R. Tambo was a leader of excellence, and this municipality is named after him. And it is very, very disturbing to hear these things coming from a municipality named after such a great hero. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Motla Shupeng, Honorable Ted Blanche.
Chairperson, thank you. You know, we are dealing here with both, fortunately, with both positive and negative issues. And, you know, like always, we're going to start at the negative side. You know, not a lot was said already. You know, this specific community, they are in desperate need of these services. So we cannot be in a position that money got allocated, you know, to serve that community, bring this much needed services to them, and then they must go without it. So that is a serious problem for me. You know, I have heard that apparently there was a lot of meetings, but what I was missing, and apparently that is the problem, is a proper implementation plan and the execution of that plan. So really, I think the major issue is here, is that the municipality and whoever needs to assist them must ensure that we're going to have the capacity in that municipality to execute. You need to have a proper, as I said, a project plan. You need to have a proper project manager, people that knows what is going on. And then, you know, it's good that we have joint meetings. But apparently not a lot came of all these meetings. You know, if I see all the people around the table, apparently we have a lot of people that can execute or that can be responsible and, you know, assisting, you know, the implementation of this plan. Fact of the matter is, I think that, and it's sad, it's really very sad, but maybe the 90 million that was taken away from the municipality will serve them good going forward, in the sense that they will learn, and they have learned now, that there are consequences if you don't execute. Fact of the matter, Chairperson, this is a situation that cannot be tolerated further. This whole meeting this morning here, as far as I'm concerned, was unnecessary. If people did their job on the ground, we would have been dealing with in Parliament here with more urgent matters. So really my plea would be, I'm not fighting with anybody, please. My plea would be, go back to where you are from, revisit this whole program and see what can be done. Lastly, Chairperson, my last concern is, you know, the money that was spent, you know, that is a question that we need to get answers on, we as a committee. Is the question of value for money. We will have to determine whether the amount that was spent on what. You know, I don't want to be in a position that, you know, money was spent and yet there's no running water or whatever. In short, Chairperson, that is my contribution. And I would like to hear in future, you know, maybe we should bring these people back at some stage. And hopefully they'll be able to, you know, give us positive news that day. And we'll really appreciate that. Thank you, Chairperson.
I want to turn it around. Maybe we must go to the Eastern Cape to experience the circumstances.
Even better,
these people are living in the hills, in the valleys. Yes, I think we must go there. This meeting, honorable members, forms part of this committee's oversight program. And at the end, we are actually going to have a very, very loaded program after listening to what happened here this morning and the presentations, monitoring the spending of these grants. These bulk water supply grants on a quarterly basis. We can't do it every 30 days outside because of our NCP program, but on a quarterly basis, we will have to amend our program, and the committee work will assist us with that exercise. Like with Limpopo, we can't just say we are packed until December, we don't have time, we're going to make time. Honorable Gaila, and then Honorable Motara.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also welcome the presentation. And thank you up front, Honorable MEC, for assisting the province in not losing these funds. Thank you. Our province is a very poor province. Thanks for that. Chairperson, these are my colleagues from the city. I know them. Sihlala sonke, you know each other. I know the municipal manager as well, mayors. Nkululeko Ngongo was a former mayor of KSD. I also know the chief financial officer who was very passionate about his work. I've been in his office several times. But, Honorable MEC, you are right. If you're employed to do a job as an official, you must do a job. Officials must do their work. If you listen to all these reports, it's about officials not doing their duty. Listen properly to them. Officials not doing their duty. And I think Honorable Minister Manager, Mr. Shlazo, there must be disciplinary actions taken against those who haven't done their work. We cannot continue in this manner. We can't. For those who went to Pretoria and didn't attend meetings, there must be actions taken. These are taxpayers' money. Now, if you talk of Owa Tambo, got a high rate of poverty, high rate of unemployment, high rate of backlog in infrastructure, MEC, you know that very well. So some of it is inherited and so and so and so and so. So this is a big loss for our town. But Mayor, if I am right, you say that the municipality is being monitored by national.
Now, if it is being monitored by Nation, I think since 2010 it's being monitored, I would like Nation to come in your monitoring the municipality. Haven't you looked at the capacity issue? Because there's a capacity issue here. You are monitoring a municipality. I know I think since 2010 somewhere there, if I am correct. In those years, what have you done to build the capacity in that municipality? Because it all boils down to capacity. Let us be factual here. It all boils down to capacity. There is simply no capacity. That is the bottom line. So what have you done to address that? To also address the higher rate of vacancies that are there. What has been done to address that? I also welcome National Treasury, your way forward. But within your way forward, I will add this MEC. Disciplinary actions must be taken against those officials. That must be part of our way forward. And that action must be reported to the relevant departments, provincial treasury and so, and court and so, and so. So, but one would like to know what, seeming that you've been monitoring the municipality, what capacity have you tried building capacity within? Because next year it will be the same, the following year it will be the same problem. It's a matter of a capacity issue. That is where the problem is. Thank you.
Bumotara.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, let me just thank all the presenters for their presentations. I'm going to speak just broadly on issues that we may have picked up as a result of our oversight as a committee. That is not special for the OR Tambo District Municipality. And I think going forward, COCTA and Treasury must take into account that some of these problems that happen in, for instance, district municipalities, withholding the funds may be as a result of other underlying issues, and I think that's clearly here. I think it's fair to say, yes, that the reporting system has been there since 2003, but if, 14 years later, you still are unable to get the types of reports that you want, what has National Treasury really been doing for the past 14 years? I think it's unfair, really, to complain that it's been there since 2003, but we're not getting the reports. Because it means what has been happening over the past 14 years. And going forward, what are you going to do to make sure that reporting system, the officials understand and know how to report and that sort of thing? Because I think if you report timelessly, the problem that you see now, you're not going to get. If you report timelessly. Chair, a chronic underspender of their budget has been water and sanitation as a national department. But it's not because everybody in South Africa has got water and sanitation. It's because of the problem around planning and executing and assisting water services authorities, to be able to spend their money, because the Department of Water and Sanitation would have to make transfers. And I think it's something that we've even seen, it was in KZN possibly, with our oversight. To National Treasury, together with the Provincial Treasury, how are you going to mitigate against the negative audit findings that are more than likely going to appear in the municipality's financial reporting? How are you going to mitigate that? Because I foresee that's going to happen. But up and until you get proper planning and proper processes, that audit finding is not going to, those negative audit findings are not going to necessarily allow for that money to come back. So what we're saying is that there is a need, and yes, we agree that the province mustn't lose the money. So the competing priorities, it can go to others within the province, but how are you going to quickly assist the municipality, provincial treasury especially, to be able to correct what is going to come out as negative audit findings so that they can get that money back for meek spending. And it may need not just an audit process, but together with the planning of the meek spending and that sort of thing, so that the money can go back. Because the Water Services Authority as a district, what other practically negative effects are on the local municipalities in the district? I just want to say to the municipality, MM, that to request for intervention from provincial departments timelessly is not a show of weakness, and it must be done. In fact, what we learned with the Limpopo intervention was that intervention has continued. In Limpopo, they are even saying, please, to National Treasury, don't leave us. Whereas at first, when the intervention took place, they were anti the intervention, almost as if it looks as if we can't do our work. Ask for intervention timelessly, and because what we don't want is that services on the ground get hampered and people don't receive what they are supposed to receive. So asking for intervention before you are placed under administration, because by the time you are placed under administration, you are now beyond ICU. So asking for intervention is not necessarily, or it shouldn't be seen as a sign of weakness or a sign of, in fact, that to me is a sign of good leadership, that you can go to your provincial counterparts and say to them, this we need assistance with, please assist us with it, let's spend it. And I think that cordial relationship in terms of intergovernmental relations will assist to keep the money where it's needed instead of reallocating it to provinces that have got this thing better. They are getting better at accounting for how they spend, because I think there's an issue about how we account but also how we spend or what we are spending on. So let's not lose the money to places where, or provinces where, and I'm speaking I'm from Gauteng, where they've got it right to account for money spending, and then they get more money, and take away from rural and provinces and municipalities that are unable to generate necessary income internally to be able to fund projects, to be able to deliver services. And a sign for me of good leadership is that ask for intervention when needed before it becomes a chronic condition that you really, really can't get yourself out of. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Honorable Mutara. You read my mind word by word. On page 9, to the executive mayor and the team, several of us asked the question about your capacity in your municipality, referring to compliance, referring to reporting. Do you have enough warm bodies to do what is supposed to happen? Point one. Secondly, looking at the recommendation by COPTA, the municipality, the multi-sectoral team comprising of blah, 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 does that implicate that you would put down a person in the district municipality at headquarters in the municipality to coach the municipality over a period of 2 to 3 years? Example, what the National Treasury did with my municipality, where I'm deployed, Kamiesberg, they deployed Mrs. Mokke for 2.5 years. She did brilliant work on a day-by-day basis. They're out of a disclaimer. They're on their way to unqualified report. Because what we've done here this morning, honorable members, and this is the importance of this meeting, is actually a case study that rolls out to the other affected municipalities, not only in the Eastern Cape, but in all 9 provinces. So this is going to have a ripple effect in terms of the remedy that's going to be applied here. How do we deal with the rest? And we get an answer. And the answer comes from here. Here they sit. There's a little brain power sitting here, and you came up with a solution. That's the importance of this meeting. So it was not a fruitless meeting. Then, going to page 9, and improved performance on the MiG 2017-18 would qualify the DM for an additional MiG through the stopping and relocation process. Improved performance, how do we get there? Capacity, assistance, section 154, provincial, national treasury, COCTA, national and provincial. Can we put someone there to coach them? That's my question. Over to you, Honorable Mayor, and then we'll take the provincial treasury, COCTA, and then national treasury. The mayor is leading your team as a political head. She will indicate who replies to what.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and thank you to all the honorable members and officials who contributed to the meeting. With your permission, Honorable Chair, I'll ask the team that I'm going with, in particular the MM and the CFO, to talk to the technical detail in trying to give clarity on issues that were asked by the honorable members. Maybe I'm not too sure, Honorable Chair, the approach, because there can be a temptation to try to react and respond to other presentations. I will seek your guidance, because I feel it is necessary. It's unfortunate that both COCTA and National Treasury, provincial and nationally, they had a joint meeting, but we were not part of that meeting. It shows the issue that we are having is the three spheres of government, because they all repeatedly say they did have a meeting to prepare for this. But in that process, you can find commonalities in their presentations, but the divergence in terms of our presentation, which I think it is important for us to be under one roof, maybe not because we are caused by this committee to sit, but where there are areas of disagreement still and different views, we are able to see what happens. Because unfortunately, as the executive mayor who is required by the MFMA to oversight the financial affairs of the municipality, I only get a report from the municipal manager, and nobody else reported to me anything about our own issues that I'm hearing here. Even the National Treasurer, as the body that is directly oversighting us, got different signals from the COCTA and the municipality in terms of figures, how they were reconciled. I'm at the dark. I don't know, because as of now, I was even told we are almost at 118% expenditure of the MIG, but I'm hearing something about 59, which I was disputing, because the information that I have is the one that I received from the administration that I lead. So I think even if it's not here before the committee, there is an arrangement that must be done to make sure that maybe in the presence of the MEC and myself, we are able to say when their officials, our officials present these different numbers and performance percentages, there is a way of reconciling. So I was just saying, in case when they come, they try to clarify to the chairperson what they understand is correct. In that process, we need your guidance so that we don't end up like we are debating and maybe we are disputing some of the facts in trying to save even the time of the committee. But I'll ask them to go specifically to the issues that they've had that are very technical on what you are doing on the capacity issues of the institution and so on and so on. Then I'll come and try to close the gap that they may have left. Thank you.
Honourable members, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a blaming exercise. Let me make it very clear. We are here to assist. You have time until 5 o'clock this afternoon. You can use this room, Honourable Mayor, Honourable MEC, Treasury, COCTAS. We're going into debates on votes. You can use this room, it's booked for us as committee to sort out and link up. That's why we're here. You don't have to leave here and then send the email, hey, I want to meet you. When can I get a date? You're here. Do it today. Do it today and finalize. Get your diaries out. Connect. connect is the answer, connect. And get it sorted out. If there's discrepancies between your figures and their figures, whoop, you are here on the spot. You can sort it out. The last flight to Johannesburg is about 10 o'clock tonight. Yes. Yeah, there's lots of time. Let's get, honorable members, we have to adjourn at 1 o'clock. There's other meetings between 1 and quarter to 2 as well.
I think I agree with you that the English, if it's possible, the English is not an English, probably a small country. But they must also give us a report. It's important that we get a report. Thank you.
Right, the MMCFO, you, whoever wants to, must report.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. Our MEC here, my leadership. I want to start, Chairperson, with the issue of the capacity. If you check here, one of the slides from National Treasury indicates that there was a problem with spending in Ortambo for quite some years. But starting from 2014, there was a change within the municipality. And at times, change has its own culprits. By the time municipality was implementing change management within the municipality, that is when 5 project managers resigned from the PMU. I want to start it from there. 5 project managers resigned from the PMU. Then we had that gap, of which after that you still have to follow the recruitment processes of those project managers. That's one. Number two, Chairperson, the director for water sanitation, that is dental service, our dental service, infrastructure development, started only on the 1st of December. Sorry, on the 1st of June, this June. We did not have the director for quite some time. The director who used to be there is the person who's talking now. I used to be a director there. Then I was promoted to be a municipal manager. Then the post was left vacant. It is not very easy, again, Chairperson, to get a competitive, good candidate in our very rural, poor areas there. People don't want to go and work there. People want to go and work in Joburg and other areas, you know, that have good living conditions. So now at least we have a director now from the 1st of June. Again, the PMU manager that they are referring to is a PMU manager who started in November, I think he started November last year, 2016. We did not have the PMU manager. At least now we have the PMU manager and the director has also started. The CFO is there. We also, there was also a gap in the CFO's office then, but there's now a CFO support that is there supporting. But Chairperson, I don't want to go in detail into what has been reported here, and I don't want to go in there and dispute what has been reported here. You said this is not for that. But what I want to say is, at least the 59%, I hope we'll discuss it after this meeting, outside this meeting. The issue of the 59%, I think that one we need to discuss. I mean the officials. We need to sit under one roof and talk the same language because we understand these issues. We are technocrats here. We are employed to do that, and that is our job, and we must do it. And again, Chairperson, on the issue now of the value for money question. This is what I like most. I always stand up there with my leadership here and invite all the stakeholder parties to come and verify the infrastructure that we are implementing, the value for money. National Treasury frequently visit us. And when they come down there, they identify projects randomly and say, we are going to visit project A, C and G, when they come there, we visit those projects, they go and report back. They know that we implement quality projects. National Treasurer, they are our witness here. And the issue of the issue of this support, we then opened our hands. We want to welcome whatever support that has come. I've said here, we have the CFO support. We are now going to have a PMO in the office to ensure that we manage the municipality the way we're supposed to do. And what I want to encourage before I close, as I'm sitting here, because the way of, you know, if you see all these presentations here, they talk one language that all the time has been interacting with the National Treasury. All time has been interacting with the National Coroner. I hope that when you get out of this room here and now, we are going to form a team as Provincial Treasury and Provincial Coroner to ensure that we deal with the matters of the Eastern Cape, of the old town, so that even when we come to this meeting, we come here as one, with one message, a message from the province of the Eastern Cape. I wanted to say that, Chairperson, thank you.
Looking at the reporting, when you said the 76 and 71 report to the provincial, well, provincial treasury must also see it, but the national treasury sees it to COCTA. Keep everyone on the same page. Because it came up here, discrepancies in figures, etc. Just see it, and press the button, and there goes the email. Pick up the telephone. Hey, colleague, did you receive my email? Did you receive my report? Is it fine? That's all. Back to basics. Yeah. We're going to call the municipalities, the COCTA on the back to basics progress. Where are we now? The red block, the green block, and the yellow block. Yeah, where are we now? Right, next. Mayor, you are welcome to direct. Yes, green lights. I don't know where they come
from. The CFO, Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. I think the CFO will talk on the technicalities in terms of, especially around the issues of reporting. But I think, Chair, the key issue that I wanted to highlight is basically, without looking on the blame game, as you have already alluded, is to look and say, what is the genesis of actually where we are in today? And I think we have alluded in terms of that, because there are prescripts in terms of that, and ensuring that when we execute our work, there is that intergovernmental, as you are talking about, Section 71, that you need to flow around us. And when you come to this level and you ask a question, where those being lifted and these early warnings have been reflected, so that they go back to the institution and to the leadership. And to me, I think those are the genesis of saying that, in reality, the intergovernmental relation as prescribed by the regulations were not being implemented properly. Instead, that we went to this level. It went to a level of saying now, when we talk about reports, we still have discrepancies in that regard, because those are issues on a monthly basis that need to be tracked and be picked up and be addressed at that level. And I think the appeal also of the institution coming to this level has been on those basis to say, in reality, as much as we have a common goal, common objectives, but within the IGR framework, there are discrepancies where we need really at a level of leadership now and intervention in that regard. I wanted to reflect on those matters. Hence, you find that there's always 118 and 41. And unfortunately, that goes an impact to the communities on the ground and to the institution in terms of image moving forward. I think I wanted to reflect that, Chairperson.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, firstly, without blaming the game, maybe you'll forgive me, but I'll try to be objective. Firstly, I'll start with the potential audit outcome about the consequence or the results of what has happened. I think already we are sitting with an unauthorized expenditure, unfortunately. And then
that is bad. The danger of unauthorized expenditure, it also depletes the cash resources. Because sitting here now, it is true all the money that has been transferred is fully spent. In fact, it's overspent to date by 23 million. So what it means that coming towards the end of June, we receive the invoices again towards which is our year end, and because we want the service to continue on the ground, unfortunately we will pay, but remember we are depleting our cash resources again, because as I can see the recommendation, it says 90 million will be considered sometime in future. So because cash is king, this is the current reality, Chairperson, that we are facing currently. And those also, it will also, if in the event we are unable to meet the commitments of the creditor, also the issue of 30 days, which is an issue which this we are finding ourselves in. Chairperson, I'm seeing here for the first time when I look at the COCTA report what we have been crying all along to say, tell us why the 90 million, because you can see that by the time these meetings of the 19 and on, the decision had already been taken to actually deduct the money. To say, why have you deducted the money? So I'm seeing it for the first time in this report that they are listed projects, I think on page 20 and 21 by COCTA, that these are the projects that they say they were not registered, which is not true. I think one must state it here that those are not the true facts, because it's true that by the end of April we're at 82%. Because even from my side, the Section 71, we submit them on time on a monthly basis. And in my department, I've got two units, the one responsible for the project, especially MIG, as part of the control, and then the one responsible for the reporting. So,
order.
Okay. So before we submit the COCTA report by the 4th of every month, and then that report, the information that is in the COCTA report is the one that is in the Section 71, because those people are under my command, so we can report a different figure. So I think what must be registered here is that COCTA de-recognized our expenditure. Unfortunately, and these projects that I'm seeing here, some even personally, I have visited them together with the National Treasury. There is work on the ground, and it's continuing. I think Executive Mayor tried to indicate that had we didn't have a cash balance in December, would actually now be seeing, actually be having a problem with what is going on the ground, because we have to pay. Remember, when we receive money on the 22nd of December, after we have closed, and the contractors on the ground. So it's really a very, I don't know how to put it, but this thing is actually deepening or trying to make us to regress to where we were in the past. And now for me as a CFO, I would really, I don't know whether maybe it's Dora, you can't, it's cast in stone, I don't know. But with the reality on the ground, the committee, honorable members, to note that MIG cash balance is finished as we speak now. And if contractors submit 70 million invoices, because they are submitting daily, so the question is, are we telling those contractors to say, look, our money is stopped,
wait until next year. So I think that can help us as well going forward. Yeah. Thanks.
Don't feel so stressful. We are trying to assist you. You've got this whole afternoon to sit with Cocta and correct your figures. You've got the opportunity to make use of it. You're talking about next year. The new financial year starts on the 1st of July. We're 24 days away from it. So be proactive. Please be proactive. Are there any other submissions from the district municipality that we go to Treasury and Cocta? Yes?
Just shout us, the MMC responsible for the infrastructure, the MIG actually is in his department, because it's the one for water and sanitation. Just one minute, Inyati, because we must be mindful of time, then the MMC for finance, then after the law.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I don't want to waste time. I will just after the CFO now has raised some of the important issues. Because to me as a politician, as you know, that we have elected by the people. And once we are elected as a politician, we have got a responsibility to ensure that the service delivery is happening in our area. The problem that we are facing now as a municipality in relation to this 90 million is the fact that the people now on the ground, they are trying, they are starting now to panicking because they saw this on newspapers on a daily basis that this municipality has stopped at 90 million. I think now this meeting will need really, and as I want to appreciate now the input made by our the MEC stay clearly stated that trying to assist us because even your huge person, and we are trying to emphasize to say, let the officials sit down and come up with a solution. Because you cannot even to allow it by the committee to say there is no money. Regardless that the service providers are going to take us into court because they know very well that they were supposed to pay it within 90 days. We have overspent now 23 million now because this 90 million is needed. And there's no way that you can say, and I think we need to discourage Chairperson, the issue that is raised by the National Treasurer to say, they will assist us during December after they've considered the non-performance of us and other municipalities. I don't think it's the right thing, that one, because the responsibility of the National Treasury is to encourage all the municipalities to spend money. Not to look at some of the municipalities that are not going to perform, then they will take that money to the municipality, as if there are municipalities that are not going to spend their money. The solution that you must come with now is how to address the issue of water. The issue of future is something that you cannot talk to the community. So I would appeal to everyone that I'm really appealing to this meeting today that we need to strive all of it. Otherwise, we'll see some toy and uprising of the communities that are there. Because one of the poorest areas in water, as we say, that there's no infrastructure at all in that area. Once we lose 90 million, those comments of that area, there's a lot of money. Thank you very much, sir.
Merci.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I just want to emphasize the issue of the IGR relations. As we are seated here, it's becoming clear that the challenges that we're faced with today, if we were working together, not working in silos, we could have not been sitting here discussing. You see that clearly as we present, and you can see that we are still working as different departments. As a politician, our people on the ground, they know that they have government, and they have one government. They do not have national, province, and so on. My appeal to the officials is that I hope, as from today, that will come to an end. I'm coming from a point which says both Treasury, Cocta, as we submit reports,
I am of the view that those reports are being assessed. The early warnings, if they could be, the relevant municipality can be sensitized in time if there are those issues. I'm saying this because the implications that we are going to bear as a municipality are very, very serious. Out of this whole exercise, as already indicated, by the end of the month, we are expected to pay contractors. And we are a municipality which has been improving from a disclaimer to qualified, improved quite a lot. To be precise, for this current financial year, we did not have, for the previous audit, we did not have any audit. Then the AG reflected on the previous years. We are dealing with that irregular expenditure. Today, we are seated here. We are compelled to accept that we have another irregular expenditure, which is so unnecessary because of just working in silos. I just wanted to leave that one out. The audit will be coming very soon. We are here because officials cannot talk to each other. So thank you very much.
The AG's office is represented here. There is a lady at the back. She was on TV yesterday. Fine. Cocktail, you heard, Emish, are we coming to the, you heard the CFO, the two of you must sit this afternoon when we adjourn here 1 o'clock, that you sort the issue out about figures. Emish, as a leader in your province, the Treasury, you with Cocktail, I'll give you an opportunity to respond to matters raised.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm sorry, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I did not recognize Mr. Hattie. He's growing old now. he welcomed me as a mayor who was appointed or elected in November 2013, the first day I got into office. I had a meeting with him. We had to motivate why the rollover of more than 100 million of the municipality. And the issue that was very serious then was the capacity in particular at the budget and treasury office, which we committed were to go to council and ensure that we adopt an organogram just that addresses the issues of the capacity on the CFO's office. I wanted to talk to this chairperson because as you raised, as honorable members, a very important question on capacity. We've been battling and grappling, going from pillar to post, approaching all offices, be it the treasury in the province, be it the premier's office, be it the SALGA, because we had an issue since 2011 of not having an organogram that is endorsed. Up to when we went to council after that engagement, made sure that there were processes of adopting an organogram. We did it as council, then it was left to the administration. There were issues until we were only able to start employing in terms of the organogram last year in June. Even now, we're still dependent on the CFO support that we are outsourced, using accountants to try to provide capacity until we have our own internal capacity because there's that issue. Same applies to the core department, which is the infrastructure, water, and sanitation. And we did, Chairperson, ask for interventions for support with the COFTA in the province and the provincial treasurer. My MEC is here. He can attest to that. We tried, but we are still at that particular issue that you are raising as the committee of the capacity. So I wanted to just share that particular picture. We appreciate the emphasis from your chair and the members on the support, because we also believe, in terms of Section 154, if we are the only district in the country that is non-delegated, there should be an extra mile that is gone by at least the National Treasury to support us as they understand our capacity constraints. So your emphasis, Chair, is kindly and highly appreciated. Again, on the issue of acting director, when this gentleman was appointed as a municipal manager, I think it's about 2 years now, 1.5 years or 2 years, we were left with a vacancy at that department.
There was no director for water and sanitation services. All the PMU managers resigned, as it was shared with the municipal manager. So we are in that particular situation. But we are trying to address, because since 2013-14, as it was reported here, we improved from spending on the MIG. And I want to assure you, Chairperson, you don't just spend money for the sake of spending money. Because as a municipality, you are the one municipality in the Eastern Cape that is implementing the so-called separation of powers. We've got non-executive councillors who are chairing portfolio committees, who are receiving our reports as the executive, are scrutinizing them and doing site visits to ensure that even before the Auditor General comes, there is internal oversight that is the role that is played. You've got a very vibrant MPEC, the committee that is like SCOPA, that holds the executive and administration to account on quarterly basis on the report, on the money spent versus the project on the ground. And we've got our own internal audit. So we are inviting the committee. It can come. We think as a municipality we are doing our best in terms of this massive park infrastructure for water, that there are projects there. Even the minister from the presidency went on monitoring a program, and he was just amazed to see the work that we are doing, both on water and sanitation. And we've improved, Chair, not only on the spending, even on the audit. It's unfortunate now that we must sit here and say we've got a 90 million, because we're still awaiting the minister for COCTA, who we appealed to, that there will be a response that says, are we going to get the 90 million back? Because now, when we are here, there is an understanding, like, this matter is closed. There's nothing that will be done. Already, you spend 23 million, we are supposed to pay 67 million for June. We don't know where we're going to get that money from, because we are a poor municipality with no revenue base. We are almost 70% dependent on grant funding. We are trying on our own. I think, Honorable MEC, even if you can compare us, we are a municipality that is doing best in terms of our own revenue. Well, it's close to 800 million, but still it is not enough, our own revenue, except for the grants. But if now, without budgeting for 90 million, we must be told we must go and scratch from our coffers. Because to me, January 2018 is too far for the projects that are being implemented now and for the service providers that we appointed. So I was saying, Chairperson, we are very much appreciative of what you have raised with us. Even the procurement plan, this time around we made sure that by the end of June we must have our procurement plan in place so that there is no issues in terms of come July we start implementing and spending our money. So we are still not wanting to say the matter is closed, Honorable Chairperson. We are appealing to the office of the Chairperson and this committee to assist us. And we don't know where that 90 million will come from, but what we know, we are still convinced it was unfair treatment for the 90 million of our time to be taken. And we appreciate the mood, because again, I'm appealing to our officials. If you look at our officials, there is a tendency of them being competent and having attitudes if we are dealing with issues of our own houses here. So I'm just wanting to appeal after this meeting that there must be this one government, these officials, that all of them share the sentiments as they were shared here by the MEC, the Chairperson, and the members, that it's not about us, it's about the committees on the ground. Remember now, it's going to be said, after all this, we have failed our obligation. Yet we are still not convinced at what time that we have failed. But again, because there is an opportunity that is given to us, will be proved otherwise, if then indeed what our officials are saying. And I was also very excited by the wisdom of our council to have appointed a very highly competent CFO in terms of skills. It's not a Nyamazan that is deployed. I was also excited by the fact that the municipal manager is having this background and expertise of the core business of the municipality, which is the technical expertise of water and sanitation, has also reinforced him by a director in his office who's also got that background coming from the Department of Water. So we thought at least they know what they are doing. The story that they are telling us, they may not mislead us. But I think, taking from what was raised, if there is anybody who has misled us, we'll follow up that. There will be consequences. Because we want now this meeting between us and the other 3 years of government to come to one decision so that we see who was saying, who was lying in the meetings. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Mayor. You've got the support of this committee that we get a solution. there are processes and there are laws. If it then must be, those laws and processes must be reviewed. And it's done by Parliament. And the recommendations to Parliament can come from SALGA. It can come from provincial treasuries. It can come from municipalities. Yes. Then we have hearings, public participation, and then we take the thing forward. So, but then the process must start. Because you indicated through your presentations what must be done. Honorable MEC, you as a leader of the team in the Eastern Cape, then you can say who must fill in from the provincial and treasury and corporate.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. No one is going to fail. Indeed, if you go to page 9 and to that bullet, the honorable thing from the executive mayor should say, MM, lead your team and make this thing happen. As I would say to my team, that they must look into that last bullet on page 9 and make that thing happen. It is within our interest. All other things are not going to help. Let's all get down to do what we're supposed to do. And we'll reap the better outcomes if we do so. I took an oath to the office, and I honor that oath. In honoring that oath, the law should be followed, and once we do so, our people should not suffer. So we really have to do that. But I still want to say, going back, I'll be off confidence from the municipal manager taking his word that there is a need of getting a trickle-down effect in terms of analysis of what has been the cause of effect. So this thing should not happen again. And if he has done so, my friend would smile next time. you should do exactly that. And I really hope that they will do something better, out there. Mr. Hutting in the National Treasury, as you would know, at the platform of the Council, Budget Council, we talk about these things, and we have hardened facts on such, and with those hardened facts, we somewhat influence one another. At this stage as well, would want to do so in honoring that undertaking in terms of the page 9 last bullet. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. From COCTA, Chair, just to emphasize that within DORA there is a framework already with scheduled dates for submission of information. And that is very key for the municipality to make sure that we comply with that. And over and above that, there are always letters of reminders to say, please submit. And if we are to stick to those basic things, the problem that we are dealing with would be solved. And coming to the issue of support, OR Tambo Chairperson is one municipality that has been receiving support from government for a very long time, since in the days of Senzamanje, they were receiving support and they are still receiving support. But the challenge that we need to deal with is improve our administration within and make sure that we do the right thing in terms of the basics. And unfortunately, that support can be provided, but to a very limited extent by other stakeholders. And Mr. coming to your question, Chair, of whether we're going to deploy teams to coach the municipal officials, there is a program, Chair, that we have initiated, of course, with the support of Treasury, called the Regional Management Support Program. This program, Chair, is a turnaround program. We are recruiting a multidisciplinary teams of experts who will be deployed to identify municipalities. In this case, it's Oor Tambo, Skukune, and Amatole. Treasurer gave us 80 million rand. We have topped it up with the 20 million rand. We've got 100 million rand that we have set aside to support this municipality for over a period of time. The program, we wanted it to be a five-year program, but Treasurer gave us 8 million to pilot it for 2 years with a proviso that if there are good results, they will reconsider the funding and give us for the next 3 years. We are in a process of analyzing the appointment for our term. We've already appointed for Sikukuni and Amatole appointed. And the team will comprise of a chartered accountant who will be supporting the PTO in terms of coaching the team, dealing with the best practices and so forth. Then there will be a financing specialist who will be dealing with the issues of infrastructure funding and business plan preparations and so forth. And there will be an HR specialist who will be dealing with issues around HR. And there will be a change management specialist who will be dealing with the institutional change issues. And that specialist will be leading the team. And there will be a water engineer who is a specialist as well, who will be supporting the whole water services function within the municipality, and other specialists like your project management specialist and so forth. So that team will be in Oor Tambo before the end of this month. We are busy with adjudication of that bid now. And over and above that, working with DPSA, we have identified 20 municipalities that DPSA will be funding to support the MIG. 20 municipalities are struggling in terms of MIG. Will be supported. And Oor Tambo is one of those municipalities that will be supported through the fund that the DPSA has put aside to support that 20 municipalities.
There you are, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, departments, you've noted the reply by COCTA. By the end of June, that is within 24 days, those one bodies will be in Oor Tambo District Municipality. Not arrived on the 1st of July, but be there on the 30th of June. Is that an agreement? Fine. But you still have to sit with the CFO regarding the figures. You're not off the hook yet. Mr. Harten.
We are available after this session.
Yes, you come until 5 o'clock this afternoon. You can do your thing.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I'll be very short. Chairperson, the provinces publish the Section 71 results monthly.
Yeah.
The provinces. And that information they take as part of the MEC's process to the Executive Council. And they've got structures where they engage and share information as part of the early warning discussion. So that's a routine practice. We quarterly publish that for all municipalities, and I would like to invite everybody in the room. We've released the third quarter results yesterday. So there's not a long discussion. Go to our website, find the information that the municipality have signed off, and fortunately it's still two numbers, Chair. But the information is now there for the third quarter. Everybody has signed off. and it's in the public domain. And Chair, it will come the normal route to your committee and the members of Parliament. The honourable members ask what we've done the last 10 to 14 years. Chair, I would like you to create the opportunity for us so I can spend a day, even a week, to come and explain this to this House, because I can't do that in 10 minutes. All the information and all the reforms that's been unfolded, and fortunate I was the guilty party behind these things, and if you create the opportunity, we can explain it in detail, what we've institutionalized, where we are with our reforms, and where we're taking the system forward. For instance, the MSCOA project and what that will do to the quality of information. So, Chair, we will welcome opportunity, but that means the committee will have to spend at least a day listening to all the things that, and perhaps longer. Chair, I would like to propose, with your permission, that if a team have a discussion, that members look at the Coffee Bay Regional Water Supply Extension project that's been allocated to Amatola Water. It's a $202 million project, and in our opinion, based on the information provided, that by the end of June, only $33 million will be spent. So the $90 million is sitting there. And I can see my colleagues say no, but we've looked at the information. We are not convinced that this municipality will overspend based on what they shared with us, but if we're wrong, we would like to then obviously engage. So where we're sitting, and the problem that the Honourable MMC has raised is a legal problem. The financial year is closed, DORA has been allocated. So we're trying to find a legal opportunity to create room to help the municipality if there is when this was real challenge. According to our assessment, there's going to be under expenditure. And Chairperson, as you know, 99.9%, we're always right. That's what the history is saying. We would like to be proven wrong, and that's why we've created, via the DORA process, this stopping reallocation mechanism. Now, we will try to work with a team to understand, and if they can give us the hard information, our commitment is trying to help the system. But we also operate within a legal framework, and it's not as a matter that there's 90 million rand sitting around. Unfortunately, there is municipalities that underspent, and there's other municipalities that overspent. And unfortunately, the overall numbers is not a good reflection of local government. So again, if the honourable members want to look at our quarterly publications, and specifically the fourth quarter results, there's always an expenditure. Last year, on capital, it was over 14 billion rand. So there is enough money in the system. It's a question of how do we help each other to resolve a specific problem. But again, Chair, we will be, obviously from where we sit, try to help as far as possible. Chair, at the heart of the challenge, and I have to say, if we for a moment ignore this incident of 90 million, I have to also be fair to this municipality, because as a treasury, always to be trying to be neutral. They have made massive improvements since 2010-11, and I have to compliment them. So it's not as if it's a basket case or a loss case. There is consistent improvement, but there is work that we have to do to help each other operate in the intergovernmental system. And the issues about not talking to each other and not attending meetings and things like that is something we can resolve very easily. So, Chair, again, if you then create an opportunity, we will come and share with yourselves what we were up to, so that at least you feel that we've helped in the process to reform the system. But it's a long journey, unfortunately. It's not an easy thing to... And the fact that the mayor has talked about my grey hair is because of municipalities. That's the reason, nothing else, Chair. Thank you.
talk about De Grey, I'm losing my hair, although it's grey. I noted, thank you, Mr. Hartung from Treasury. I noted, Honorable Motla Shipping, that's a short one.
No, Chair, I'm sitting here and I'm whispering to the whip that, you know, it is important that the committee, as requested by the municipality, both COCTA, provincial treasury, and the municipality find a way, because from their explanation at least, which I think is authentic, is that there's an amount to be paid, and they have come to us to seek assistance and intervention. What is it that perhaps can happen from now, or there is nothing absolutely that they can be assisted with? It's a question, maybe in your summary, Chair, you will then be able to speak to the issues that are confronting them now. Because I think it is because of their concern that they raise this matter with this relevant structure. Thank you, Chair.
All my members, we've got the whole picture about the circumstances of this district municipality. This committee will also need to seek legal advice, because we're dealing with processes, we're dealing with the law. We can't just chop and change the law as we wish. We have to base it on facts. So that will be the way to go as soon as possible. Because this, a report will be drafted, and that in that deliberations we get that legal advice from the legal unit of Parliament. But what came out very clearly is the way we do our monitoring and evaluation, and when. And that's where quarterly reports for Parliament is so crucial, but also referring to the every 30-day report by municipalities. Pick up the problem as soon as possible, and not at the end of the year or the middle of the year. It's like dealing with an annual report of a department. When you see it, and the Auditor General made its findings, but what happened in the 12 months prior to the drafting of that report? That's what I'm interested in. What is the history of this department or this municipality going back 3, 4, 5, 6 years? Then you get a trend. But what must we address here? What's the remedy? So thank you for all your inputs. Thank you for the committee. We will have to see how soon we can get this report drafted and tabled in the committee, that we take this process further, even if we have to meet on Fridays for our appropriations. We are meeting this Friday as finance, dealing with the provincial treasurer of KZN. Or after hours, between 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, after plenaries. Today's plenary will take us to 8 o'clock tonight, over the 400 minutes. So we'll have to amend our program to deal with the serious work that's on our table, because it's serious. We can't laugh it off. Thank you to the district municipality's leadership, to the MMCs that was here, the municipal manager, CFO with your staff component, very important to our MEC, leading the team from the Eastern Cape, and taking us also forward in that province, together with the National Treasury and COCTA. Yes, I think there is agreement that this committee must pay a visit to our Tambu, and we will see where possible we can fit it in after 60 days to give you time to get your thing going. Looking at end of June, what COCTA admitted here, the people will be there, the warm bodies, that we go and see is there progress that this can be amended, that last bullet. All my members, thank you for your cooperation. This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
this venue is available until 3:30. So you can have your deliberations here until 3:30. You're welcome.
I'm going to go to the hospital.